Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, your show host, Darlene Lewis. Welcome to Hear No Evil. Tonight's topic is probably going to rub a lot of people the wrong way, but we must bring to the forefront why women are being portrayed the way they are being portrayed in video games, in movies, and especially hip-hop music videos. Now, why is it that the women in the hip-hop videos are portrayed as sluts, tramps, gold diggers, or freaks? I thought that behind every strong man was supposed to be a strong woman. So if all of the women are supposedly freaks, sluts, tramps, gold diggers, what does that make the men? This to me is not hip-hop. So please answer with a clear conscience. Why are the women so naked in the videos? Give me a call right now. I'm on live 347-989-0761. Now, you can always tune in to blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil every Thursday at 6:30. And you can always archive our shows and download them if you aren't able to tune in. A lot of things are going on. Just want to shout out Lenny Green from KISS, who made it possible for me to go to SOB's on August August the 6th, yes. I'm sorry, April the 6th, to see Ms. Vivian Green, who has a CD out entitled Beautiful. And, of course, you can always learn more about her at e1music.us. You know, that was formerly Koch Records, so now she's on there, and she's doing good for herself. The show was very lively. I loved her band. And one thing I like about Vivian is that she has her own unique style. She doesn't sound like anyone. She's not dressing provocative, and she's not presenting herself as a trashy young lady. On another note, I want to talk to you about a few things. You know, there is a movement going on that has grown into like this national black campaign, and it's Take Back the Music campaign. And Rose Arts from CNN posted something, and I just want to read it to you. This following report includes a lot of graphic language and images that some listeners may find disturbing. Use your discretion. Like I said, I got this from CNN, and I'm paraphrasing. Well, not paraphrasing. I'm actually reciting exactly what was going on. And it starts out like the hip-hopping street party was in full swing, college kids talking, laughing, and listening to music. Asha Jennings, age 21, wasn't joining in. She and her girlfriends were confronting college partygoers in Atlanta, Georgia, challenging them about what they say is a nasty cultural shift, the transformation of hip-hop from a musical forum into a misogynistic rant. Now, Jennings and her group pushed men and women at the party to think about how their support of the hip-hop industry perpetuated images that hurt the black community. I want people to start thinking critically about how these images affect black women today, said Jennings, a Spelman College alumni and now a law student in New York. We're telling people, a black woman, that they're bitches and hoes and sluts and not worthy of respect, she said. And that's exactly how society is treating us. It all began in April when Jennings organized a cancer fundraiser at Spelman, where Jennings was a senior at the time, and invited hip-hop artist Nelly, whose sister had leukemia. Now, someone pointed out his video, Tip Drill, and Jennings became upset. Here are some of the lyrics. I said it, Miss B, your ass, because it ain't your face. I need a tip drill. A tip drill. Is it an unattractive woman who has sex for money? Now, mama girl, you got a friend that they don't mind joining in. Now, baby girl, bring it over. Let me spit my pimp juice. You looking good in them shorts, but they look better on the floor. Jennings and other Spelman co-eds threatened to protest the event, and Nelly canceled. The movement grew, and suddenly Jennings and her friends found themselves part of a national campaign called Take Back the Music, sponsored by and featured in the pages of Essence Magazine. Now, Essence Magazine is partially owned by Time Warner, the parent company of CNN. The movement was sponsored and has sponsored two town hall forums and had another one planned in March. It was also the topic of a national public radio program and an ongoing column by Stanley Crouch, who writes for the New York Daily News. The images created by these kinds of lyrics is an image of women that tends to be objectified, degrading, very stripper-like, and it's not that that is wrong, but it becomes wrong when there's no other quality or image that we have to choose from, said Michaela Angela Davis, the fashion and beauty editor of Essence. The problem, said Davis, is that the image of the black woman portrayed in many hip-hop videos has become the pervasive image of black America and of black women. And according to Essence Research, the main consumers of hip-hop are young, affluent, white men. So she fears the society as a whole is getting a sick image of what black women are all about. That sickness is becoming the psyche of young women, who they are in this culture, where they fit, what their value is, or their lack of value, because if this is the only image that they see of themselves in a pseudo-glamorous way, meaning if they look at a fashion magazine, there's no girl that looks like them. There's no one that looks like Tamika on the block, an average black girl. But in the videos, there is, she said. But they see them in this objectified way, and it is hurting them. Now, on Nelly's video, men throw cash at women's crotches, and in one scene, a man swipes his credit card through a woman's buttocks. Nelly's representative did not return CNN's phone calls, but in comments made to Essence in the past about Jennings' movement, he said, I respect women, and I'm not a misogynist. I'm an artist. Hip-hop videos are art and entertainment. Videos tell stories. Some are violent. Some are sexy. Some are fun. Some are serious. As for how women are shown in the videos, I don't have a problem with it because it is entertainment. No one knows what a particular woman's situation is, what her goals are. Being in that video may help her further those goals. Several women who have been in his videos have gone on to do TV appearances and movies. No one can dictate other people's choices and situations. Excuse me. Now, at an Essence-sponsored forum at Spelman, industry executives were asked why this has become hip-hop's female side. Brian Leach of TVT Record and Michael Llewellyn of Black Entertainment Network walked into a hornet's nest where hundreds of young women accused them of making money by deriding them. Again, at the end of the day, those that tune in to our network, he said, are doing so by choice. If there is something that you see that you don't want to see, simply don't watch. they told the women, I am not a gardener, but I am not leading a crusade myself against home and garden simply because I am not a gardener. Simply, I just don't garden. Now, both of the executives acknowledge that the bottom line is business and that hip-hop is making fast, big money. But many of the women said they aren't after censorship. They're after diversity. They want to see different images of women. I have to sit in front of these young men and women every day who buy these CDs who don't look at me as competent, as good as them, said Jennings. They look at me like a tip drill. So I have to stand up and overexert myself to prove myself, and that's not fair. Pardon me. The young women also say they won't be silenced by their black male peers, many of whom accuse them of just helping out a culture that derides black men. When Jennings and her friend shot back, one young black student from Morehouse College blamed it on the women who agreed to appear in the videos, commenting, if you have females constantly perpetuating the images that they talk about in these songs, you just can't sit here and get mad at the men. You know what I'm saying? But the women pressed on. If hip-hop is to form the image of black women in popular culture, these women insist they'll have a say in it. Now, from that whole entire report, I have gathered two things. One, it's all about money. And two, the bottom line is young white men are the ones spending their money on the music. So therefore, if the young white men are the ones interested in that type of behavior to satisfy their sick, psycho, misogynistic ways, you think the record industry is going to stop? But let's understand, black women are not the only women in these videos. The problems that I have, and like a lot of women have, is that the women that are in these videos are promoted in a way where it's not respectful. For instance, if you see a lot of African-American males or Hispanic males or Jamaican males or any male, and then all you have is a whole bunch of naked women, some of them look European, majority of them may be Hispanic. They're all categorized as black, whether they're light-skinned, dark-skinned, they're still black. And then when you hear the young men that recite the lyrics when they're walking down the street, sometimes you'll hear like young men just reciting the words. And then when you walk by, and I've been witness to this, when you walk by, they will purposely start using language that is derogatory towards women. So they definitely have a reference that they need to bounce off of. And this type of subjection must end. Now, for an individual to say that they don't feel obligated to respect the viewers or the society in which they come from, well, then, like one of the men from the Essence magazine said, you know, turn off channel zero, basically. So what we have to do is respect ourselves as women, command and demand that the record companies promote music that is not based upon this type of behavior. And at the same time, we have to convince these young ladies that there are more things to do in life than take your clothes off for a dollar. Now, if there were any question about President Barack Obama knowing a black woman's worth, his team's starting lineup shows everything you need to know. Like the 16 African-American women, for example, walking among the columns of the White House at 7 o'clock on a summer morning, or a winter morning, or a spring morning. Their heels are clicking, impeccably dressed in press suits, chic sheath dresses. They form a long line. Between their frequent BlackBerry checks and the presence of an anxious White House aide, president, and absolutely will not stand for anything that is disrespectful or late. It's clear that these ladies have little time to waste. They're very busy, after all, helping to run the union. Okay? Among the women is White House Senior Advisor Valerie Jarrett, who shares a laugh sometimes with Social Secretary Desiree Rogers, Cassandra Butts, Deputy White House Counsel, and Mona Suffin, Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy. Both wear serious-minded expressions as they engage in quiet conversation, while Karen Richardson, an Associate Director for the Office of Public Engagement, darts around cheerfully snapping photos to document the occasions for her personal scrapbook. Yes, it is historical, and the women are African-American. Cecilia E. Rouse, age 45, member of the Council of Economic Advisors. She's a Princeton University professor, advises the president on economic policy issues, including educational, training, unemployment, health care, and a variety of concerns relating to individuals and workers. Okay? Then you have Elena Beverly, who is the Associate Director of White House Office of Urban Affairs. These women did not have to take off their clothes, so there are choices that women have to make, and they have to be told that they are beautiful, but a lot of that stems from how they were raised, what finances is provided for them, the moral fabric of the society in which they came. If you come from a place where you're told constantly that you're not worth anything, then the media, which has a great influence over a lot of these young women, if you don't see people that look like you in the media constantly, then you try to either emulate them or you resort to the common lowest denominator. And it's sad, but it's the truth that these women have chosen this route. Now, I'm not saying that it's all their fault. There just needs to be some diversity in the music industry. At this time, I want to shift gears, and I want to say that tonight I'd like to dedicate the next song to my cousin Charmaine Stafford, who, had she lived, would have been 47 years old today. She left behind a set of twins, Shayla and Lachey Nichols, and her oldest, Latif Nichols. This is dedicated to my cousin Charmaine, who used to be with me in the early days when I was a producer. And we'll be right back. Welcome to Hear No Evil, caller. Hello? You're on the air. We have a caller that's called in. Welcome to Hear No Evil. Hello?
Hey, darling.
Yes, this is Darling Lewis. How may I help you?
Ronnie Wright, how you doing?
Well, hey, Ronnie. Happy birthday.
Baby, how you doing?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. What's up, Aries?
I'm good, baby. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, welcome to Fear No Evil. And the topic of tonight is women in music videos. Are they sluts or are they just trying to make a dollar? What's your impression?
They're not sluts. They're just trying to make a dollar, and they're trying to do whatever they can to get to their next level. But I think some of them do it in good taste and, or try to do it in good taste. But, you know, they just need a little guidance. But I think they'll be all right. If they need some pictures done, some pretty pictures, come and call me.
Now, Ronnie Wright is a legendary photographer who is a celebrity photographer, and he is all around town taking pictures of everybody from the unknown to the known to award-winning actors and actresses. And what are some of the things you're doing as of lately, Ronnie?
Well, the latest thing I'm doing, I'm working on a book project, also working on a photo gallery exhibition, and I'm doing a whole bunch of other things. Also trying to get a talk show, well, actually a TV show, on how the black photographer does his thing, you know?
Okay.
Because we always see the other guy doing his thing, but they never see us and how we get our work and how we struggle and work hard to get our work, you know? So, working on that.
Do you have a treatment ready for it? Because you need to be calling me to be a producer.
Maybe I might be calling you next week to help me start this treatment.
Sounds like a plan.
You know, Darlene, me and you go way back.
Exactly, Ronnie. I mean, we go so far back, I don't even know. Hey, listen, that's how far we go back. I can't even remember how far, more than 25 years.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So
I'm on my way now to go work with Al Sharpton at the National Action Network.
Oh, they're doing something at the Sheridan, I understand.
Yeah, and we got Mariah Carey and Wyclef John down here tonight, so
yeah.
I just came downstairs to call you right quick and say hello.
Oh, that's
like,
nice.
All your listeners, I'll say hello.
Well, if you see Ms. Norringer, just let her know I have not received my press passes, and that is just why I'm not there tonight.
Well, that ain't going to be no problem. You need to get on down here tomorrow. Saturday night's a big night.
Really? Yeah, but
yeah.
I don't want
to
put my birthday
down here to Sheridan. I put on Facebook, anybody want to catch up with me, meet me at the Sheridan on 53rd and 7th Avenue, New York City.
Are you going to be inside a particular area, or?
Well, you know, if I'm here taking pictures this evening, I'll probably be right down front. Of the stage.
Well, hopefully they will have my press passes because I don't think you could just walk right in there.
I'm sure you'll get it when you get upstairs. Well,
yeah.
Come on down.
I definitely will, Ronnie, and I want to thank you for calling in.
All right, thank you, and all her listeners out there. Love you all. And anybody want to catch me on Facebook, Ronnie Wright.
Okay, do you have a website anybody can reach you at?
I have a website. I just got the Facebook page up. I have MySpace. You know, just type in my name, Ronnie Wright. Celebrity photographer. You'll find me.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Ronnie, I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Ronnie. Thanks for calling in.
I hope I see you tonight.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Hey, Dennis.
That was Ronnie Wright. Ronnie Wright has been around for a long time. Ronnie Wright used to actually roll with Keith Sweat. He's worked in The Source. I believe he was a contributing photographer, probably still is for Vibe. He's been around. He also has a great voice. He just doesn't sing. But he was such a great, great component in my life when I first started out interviewing recording artists on hip-hop TV programs. And Ronnie Wright was always there taking his pictures and just being the sweet person that he is. But anyway, if you want to call in, I'm here, 347-989-0761, and we'll be right back.
Told you all I Girl, call a tissue, your beauty. Cause your hands gon' need fixing. Yeah. Call a tissue, your beauty. Yeah.
Yeah.
She got protection in her pocketbook. She playing hard, but I know I got a shook. Oh, baby, take it from me. Baby, like a crook. I've been reading you like an open book. Think you tell me now. Squirt. Yeah, shawty, take it off.
Necklace, my white tee, my Nike.
Shawty, I'ma take it off.
She just gotta have it.
But you know I can't fight this. Right after we're finished, come go get your
tooth.
I messed up her bang. Hair everywhere, all in her face.
All in her face.
Didn't mean to mess up a good thing, but I needed you, babe. Don't be mad at me. You should've got brave. Sing it to me now.
Skirt.
I'm glad that you took it
off.
My Nike, I couldn't wait to take it off. Know you got your head in, but you know I confided. I told you once we finished that I would get your
pick.
It's gonna be alright. Just call a Tisha, your beautician. Promise it'll be just fine. 2 or 3 hours, you'll be smiling. She gon' get that hair bone straight. And even though I got it all pulled off, I know you like the love we make. 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 I know you like the love we make. Like a loving man, a loving man.
Very interesting song, Sweat It Out. Back on the topic of women in music videos, are they sluts? Through work and through research, you know, I come to realize that a lot of the things that happen to women have a lot to do with men. You know, I have often noticed men's unwillingness to grant that they are overprivileged. Even though they may grant that women are disadvantaged, they may say they work to women's statutes in the societies, the universities, or the curriculum, but they can't or won't support the idea of lessening men's. Denials that amount to taboos surround the subject of advantages that men gain from women's disadvantages. These denials protect male privilege from being fully acknowledged, lessened, or ended. Now, after I realized the extent to which men work from a base of unacknowledged privilege, I understood that much of their oppressiveness was unconscious. Then I remembered the frequent charges from women of color that white women whom they encounter are oppressive. I began to understand why they are seen as oppressive, even when I don't even see ourselves that way. I began to count the ways in which I enjoy unearned privilege, not based on my skin, but based on the content of my character and based on the fact that I was remarkably intelligent. You see, we as females, we have to bend with the movement. We have to bend with the time. We have to tell ourselves that we are to be in charge of our own destinies. However, sometimes when you are raised in a single-parent home or if you're raised around individuals that don't perpetuate queendom, and when I say queendom, I mean having standards, morals, and scruples, having a strong backbone in the midst of turmoil, even when there's no man around. You have to want better for yourself. You also have to realize that your brain can be stretched as wide and as far as the sea. You place your own limitations on yourself. You can't be influenced by the media. You can't be influenced by music videos. You can't be influenced at all by magazines. People that perpetuate beauty, sometimes deep down inside, are insecure. Notice the magazines that you read. They're all covering up. They're enhancing their natural beauty. We, as women of color, we have melanin. We are protected by the sun. We are formed in such a way to protect us against the elements of the earth. Our hair, some of our hair thick. Some of our hair is thin. Some of our skin is light. Some of our skin is dark. We come in all hues. But our body is made in proportion to protect the world, to produce life, and to raise more children. Look at what's going on now. Caucasian women injecting chemicals in their bodies to get bigger breasts, to get butts like black women, to get lips like black women. They want our black men. So it's a flip side. Everybody that's Caucasian and everybody is black want to be like the other nationality, when deep down inside there's really only one race. We all are different. We all are beautiful flowers, but all together we make up one garden. Now there's a census going around. They have all of these choices. It's ridiculous because there's still not enough choices. There's only one choice that should be, and it should say human race, breathing, loving individual with a heart. That's what we should focus on, not shaking what our mamas gave us. Yeah, I was almost caught up in that world. I walked away from the music industry as a recording artist, because I was not about to sell my soul to the devil. I was not going to sleep with various producers and A&R people just to get ahead. I was sick and tired of being subjected, forced to wear tight dresses, short dresses, tired of the late hours, coming in, being in recording studios, and not actually getting anything accomplished. I must praise those that stick it out, that go that extra mile. But me, I had an education. I had other skills. And just think, had I stayed in the music industry as a writer or singer, I would never have learned how to produce television programs. I would have never learned how to produce radio shows. I would have never learned how to design websites. I wouldn't have never gone to college and received 2 degrees in business management and in film and video. I wouldn't have never had an opportunity to become independent aside from a record label. I look at a lot of recording artists that started out when I was out there. A lot of them have made it big. A lot of them not so. A lot of the females that are in the music industry today are really, really so talented, but do they get the recognition that they really deserve? Are they handling their business properly? They've sold their souls, or they have somebody robbing them. They're filing bankrupt. So it's, you know, it's a really win-lose situation. The bottom line is you have to be strong, and you have to be the author of the dictionary that defined and define who you are. You can't let anyone label you. You can't let anyone pigeonhole you. You have to respect yourself, and you have to have morals. And that's the only way that you're going to make it in this world. You got to fly like a bird.
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Place of start staring, knowing that it makes you madder. I'm sorry, but seeing you mad is so sexy, yeah.
Could it be the little wrinkle over your nose?
When you make your angry face,
that makes me wanna just take off all your clothes.
And sex you all over the place, yeah. Tear you down,
oh.
Baby, I ain't sure. But one thing that I do know is every time you scream at me,
I wanna kiss you.
When you put your hands on me,
I wanna touch you.
When
yeah.
we get to arguing,
just gotta kiss you. Baby, I don't
yeah.
know why you like that,
but you're just so damn sexy.
When you're mad,
baby, don't think I don't
take you seriously.
But I just can't help the fact your attitude excites me.
So exciting.
And you know ain't nothing better
than when we get
mad together and have angry sex.
Oh, I'll blow you out.
Then we forget what we was mad about. Oh.
Could it be the little wrinkle over your nose?
When you make your angry face,
that makes me wanna just take off all your clothes.
All over the place.
Could it be the little way you storm around?
That makes me wanna tear you down.
Oh.
Baby, I'm not sure, but one thing that I do know is every time you scream at me,
I wanna kiss you.
Baby, when you put your hands on me,
I wanna touch you.
And
yeah.
when we get to arguing, yeah,
just gotta kiss you.
Oh.
Wow, it seems that we get into the show and then time passes by and then we have no more time. And I'm forced to rush everything I want to tell you all at once. Well, I want to thank my guest, Ronnie Wright, celebrity photographer, for calling in and give his impression of how he feels women are represented in music videos. He feels that they're just trying to make it, that it's just for entertainment, and they're not sluts. He says that there's room for change, and I believe that there is room for change. But more than anything, society has to change. Society has to put women on a pedestal as queens again and not objectify them. I also want to, like I said earlier, let you know that I had a cousin named Charmaine Stafford, who was my best cousin when we were growing up together. She would have been 47 years old today, tax day, and she left behind three lovely children and a mom and a brothers and a host of cousins, and I'm going to miss her. And I remember when she had a little dance group, and she really, really enjoyed dancing and having a good time. She had a beautiful voice, and she's surely missed. I want to thank you guys for tuning in every Thursday at 6:30 to blogtalkradio.com. You can always find us also on the internet at any time you want by going to blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil, and you can always listen to any of the programs that that we have previously broadcast. I also want to take this time to let you know about my several books that I have presently on line. We have some books at Amazon.com. You can go to Amazon.com and just do a search of Darlene Lewis. The books that I have online right now, I believe, is Hip Hop Before the Bling, which is on Amazon.com, as well as A Kiss Is Not a Contract and Model Biz. But if you want to get all of my books, you can go to www.lulu.com/Darlene Lewis, and you can get my latest books, Don't Be Stupid, which is an advice manual for young people and a few old fools, and my other book, Official Contacts, which lists all of the talent agents and managers that you need if you want to break into Hollywood. You can also get my Gong Show DVD, where we do the ghetto version of American Idol, and we use the legends of hip-hop as the judges, and it's my co-host is Love Book Starsky and B-Fats, the WAP creator. Also available at LULU.com is the latest calendar, my Hip Hop Before the Bling calendar, which shows some legends of hip hop and some very important birthday dates. So get your copy of that calendar now, and for every $5 that I receive for those calendars, I will be submitting money to Wyclef Jean's YLA organization, and the other $5 will go to World Vision, who is my charitable organization that I will be helping to raise money for the victims of Haiti. We have to remember to keep them in our prayers. Once again, I'd like to dedicate this song, Missing You, to my cousin Charmaine Stafford, and I love her dearly. Thank you, and I'll see you, or I'll hear from you, God willing, next week. Be safe.
We're never told.